from Richmond, went from his home, and walked across this freeway bridge to Costco.
他每天去祷告, 从那个桥就看到我们的教会。
And when he passed by that overpass, he would see our church here.
因为他认识我, 他说, 上帝啊, 你祝福田牧师的牧养的教会。
Because he knows me, and he would pray, oh, God bless Pastor Joseph and his church.
他有一天经过的时候, 他突然有一, 神给他有一个启示说, 这个教会应该让他把一些话贴出来, 在外面也让人家看到, 宣告神的话。
So one time, one day, so God spoke to him and said, hey, this church should have some proclamation words posted on the inside the church and outside the church.
他说如果有一个十字架就更好了。
And we have a cross, it would be even better.
所以他有一天就跟我谈这个事。
So one time he shared that with me.
所以我就请我们的同工开始把我们的意向啊什么话都放在外面。
So one day I tell our coworkers to post our visions and the words up. We also want to post some English words out there because a lot of people don't understand Mandarin.
你说牧师你为什么讲这个呢?
You may say, why, Pastor, you're mentioning about this?
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sisters,
我们要宣教,
when we do mission, the first thing we do is we want to proclaim.
你要宣告神的话,
you need to proclaim God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
你不宣告神的话, 你常常就是你自己的话。
If you don't proclaim God's word, then you're proclaiming your own words.
我们常常自己的话是什么?
What kind of words do we have? 哎呀,
真倒霉。
I'm so unlucky.
哎呀, 好累。
Oh, I'm so tired.
哎呀, 好烦。
Oh, I'm so annoyed.
又是一天。
Another day.
你这样子嘴巴讲出来, 你整个人就下沉。
So when you self-talk like that, your spirit will go down.
你要宣告说, 圣灵, 我们欢迎你。
You need to proclaim, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
就是神, 我欢迎你, Amen?
Like God, I welcome you.
Amen?
Amen?
你欢迎神到你的生命里面。
When you welcome God into your life,
耶和华是我的神。
Jehovah is my God.
耶和华是什么意思?
What does mean Jehovah?
耶和华就是我是我是, I am what I am.
Jehovah means I am who I am.
Amen?
I am.
你睡不着觉的时候，他也跟你在一起。
When you cannot sleep, he's with you.
你被交通警察抓到了，就像我要拿一个单子490块，他还跟我在一起。
Just like when you get a traffic ticket, like me, $490, guy's still with me.
那天心里好难过。
I feel bad.
非常生气。
Very angry.
我没有办法宣告圣灵，我欢迎你。
I wasn't able to proclaim, Holy Spirit, I welcome you.
我就说上帝感动他心，不要开单子给我。
I just pray, oh God, please touch his heart so he won't give me a ticket.
哦，那个警察非常开心的给我张单。
Oh, that policeman was very happy when he gave me that ticket.
大概那天是第一张。
Maybe that's his first ticket. For $990.
我为什么要这样跟你们讲呢?
City treasure.
为什么要这样讲呢?
Wait, why do I? I'm telling you.
因为我们活的每一天是很真实的。
Because every day we live is very real.
我希望今天我们这个敬拜。
I hope today's worship.
真的。 帮助你,
can really truly help you
认识神,
to know God,
经历神,
to experience God,
遇见神,
to see God,
然后他帮你改变,
and then he can transform you.
我还是要付那490块,
I still need to pay that $490.
然后再加上 traffic school,
and plus traffic school fees.
很多很多钱,
lots of money.
但是我人改变了,
but I changed.
以后开车要小心一点。
Next time, I have to be careful.
看到黄灯不要进去了。
When I see the yellow light, I don't go through it.
尤其在 Central Avenue.
Especially on Central Avenue.
给你们一些 tips, 啊。
So I'm giving you some tips.
我们就感谢神。
So we thank God.
神的国度要扩展。
God's kingdom needs to be expanded.
借着你我去传福音。
And it goes through you and me sharing the gospel.
但是如果我们要传福音,
but we are to share the gospel.
神的国度必须先在我的里面扩展。
The kingdom of God needs to be expanded in my life first.
那我们今天要继续看, 使徒行传18章23到14章,
so today,
19章41节。
So today we're going to look at Acts 18:23 to 19:41.
请那个, 袁山把那个地图打出来好吗?
So we're going to have a map on the screen.
我们知道保罗在过去这段时间我们讲了保罗第一次跟第二次出去宣教。
So we have already talked about Paul's first and second missionary journey.
我就想问一下, 保罗每次出去宣教是从哪一个教会派出去的？
So
不是大使命，我知道。
So where was Paul sent out as a missionary? Which church?
Antioch, 就是那个一的那个地方，是叙利亚的安提阿教会派他。
Is Antioch in Syria?
所以在上次那个李姊妹在中文部讲的，就是保罗又回到耶路撒冷去报告以后，又出来又从安提阿，你们看一啊，这很清楚，一是安提阿。后来保罗就到了那个加拉太的地方，又到那个腓立基亚那一带的地方。
So Paul went back to Antioch, then went to Galatia and to Phrygia.
请问你们知道加拉太那个地方今天是今天的哪里啊？
You know where's Galatia located at in today's map?
土耳其。
It's in Turkey.
今天的土耳其。
Today's Turkey.
咦，那边没有教会了，今天都是回教徒。
Right now it's all mosque.Not too many Christian churches.
所以今天的经文就讲到保罗回到那一带的地方。
So today's passage talk about Paul returned to that area, the region of Galatia.
他去建立他的教会。
He went to strengthen his churches, the disciples in those churches.
因为这个经文非常的长啊，我就不让你们念了。
Because it's a long passage, we're not going to read it together.
我就照了重要的地方，我们再一起念，好吗
？We're going to come to important verses. We'll read it together.
我们从今天这一段经文。
From today's passage.
这个袁山，请你把大纲打出来，好吗？今天这段经文第一段第一个看到的就是圣道的大能。
The first thing we see is the power of the Holy Scripture.
你们知不知道神的话有能力啊？
Do you know that God's word has lots of power?
神的话是有大能的。
The Holy Scripture has great power.
当你相信神的话，
When you believe in God's word,
你接纳神的话，
When you accept God's word,
它就产生能力。
Then it become a dynamite in you, a power.
翻得很好 ，dynamite。炸到砰
explodes
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
根据神的话
according to God's word
神非常爱你
God loves you very much
神非常爱你
God loves you very much
你跟你旁边人说神非常爱你
tell your neighbor God loves you very much
我们需要有人这样讲
you need to hear that
你看Dan 都被 inspired 开始讲普通话了
see Dan so inspired now he can speak Chinese
Can Rogelio speak Chinese now?
Rogelio can speak Chinese too.
耶稣爱你啊。
Jesus loves you.
神非常爱我们。
Jesus loves us very much.
我们去看神的话的时候，那个神就借着他的话对你说，说你是有价值的。
When we read God's word speak to us that you are very worthy.
很多人今天生病。
A lot of people are sick today.
很多人今天不能睡好。
People cannot sleep well.
今天很多人心里很痛苦。
Many hearts are aching.
因为他们不知道他们有没有价值。
Because they don't know if they have worth.
他们不太确定他是不是真正一个有用的人。
They are not sure whether they are a useful person.
因为他们的爸爸妈妈从小长说没有用啊，没用啊。
Because since we were growing up, the parents keep telling them that you are useless.
他们的妈妈爸爸不是不爱他们
Not because the parents doesn't love them
但是他爸爸妈希望他真的有用
Because the parents expect them to be useful
照他们所想法就是有用
According to their perception a belief system that they are useful
怎么样有用呢
What is being useful
就是要进哈佛大学
That means you need to attend Harvard University
MIT
You need to go to MIT
就有用了
Then you are useful
其他学校都没用
All the other universities are useless.
所以那个人从小长大就觉得自己没用，没用，没用。
So all this person, he grow up, he feel that he's useless.
有一天遇到神。
Until he encounter God.
看到神的话。
And he read God's word.
神就说你是按着我的形象样式造的。
God said, "You are created in my image."
And likeness.
And likeness.
你之所以有用。
You are useful and worthy.
因为我在你里面。
Because I am in you.
Amen.
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 非常重要
Very important.
Melissa, 你很有用
Melissa, you are very precious.
主耶稣非常爱你
Jesus loves you very much.
所以今天在这一段故事里面
So in this passage today,
我们首先看到是看到圣道的大能
So the first thing we saw is the power of the Holy Scripture.
我们有两个例子来说明
We have two examples to illustrate this.
第一个是亚波罗的服事
First of all, is the Apollo's ministry.
有一个犹太人叫亚波罗，他是从埃及的亚历山大城来的。
There is a Jew named Apollos. He's a native of Alexandria, which is in today's Egypt.
他就来到以弗所。
He came to Ephesus.
以弗所就在今天的土耳其。
Ephesus is located in today's Turkey.
以弗所城是今天这段经文的主角。
So Ephesus is the main city of today's passage.
这个亚波罗这个犹太人他就来到以弗所城。
So this Jewish man called Apollos came to Ephesus.
他是什么样一个人呢？
What kind of man is he?
他有学问，能够讲解圣经。 已经在主的道受了教训，心中火热，把神的话传给人。然而他只知道约翰的洗礼。
He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scripture, and he had been instructing in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, but he only knows about the baptism of John.
他常常在会堂里面传讲主耶稣的事。
So he often spoke and preach in the synagogue.
今天的经文说他只晓得约翰的洗礼。
Today's passage says that he only knows about the baptism of John.
但是不认识圣灵的洗礼。
But he doesn't know about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那保罗，我就想问大家，
I want to ask everyone,
约翰的洗礼是讲什么？
What is baptism of John?
请问这个约翰，
What is it about?
有多少人跟约翰喝过咖啡的举手？
How many people have had coffee with Apostle John?
应该一个都没有。
None of you had.
请问这个约翰是谁啊？
Who is this John?
施洗约翰，对不对？
John the Baptist.
不是使徒约翰，是。It's
not Apostle John.
这个施洗约翰很特别的一个人。
John the Baptist is a very unique guy.
他住在哪里？
Where did he live? In the wilderness.
旷野是什么地方？
What kind of, what's wilderness like?
加州有没有旷野？
That's, California has wilderness?
哪里啊？ 荒地啊。 荒野就是荒地。就是没有人住的地方。
It's a place where nobody lives.
他穿的骆驼毛。
He wears a clothes made of camel's hair.
他吃蝗虫。
He eats locust.
好厉害。 通常都是蝗虫吃我们东西。
Usually it's locust, yes, but he eats locust.
还吃野蜜。
And he eats honey.
他都是吃 organic.
He eats organic food.
没有 pollution.
No pollution. Healthy.
圣经没有这样讲。
Healthy diet.
那他做什么事呢？
What does he do? What's his profession?
他为主耶稣预备道路。
He's the one who prepares the way of the Lord.
什么预备道路？ 就要人悔改。
He wants people to repent.
一个人今天真正要遇见神，
If one truly wants to meet God,
他一定要发现他自己的光景。
He needs to know who he is.
所以施洗约翰 His condition. 就替主耶稣预备道路。
So John the Baptist prepares the way for the coming of the Lord.
就预备人心。
It's to prepare people's heart.
就好像一个总统要到一个地方去， 他先派一些特遣部队预备那边， 把那边都准备好了。
Just like a president is going to visit a city and he sent people ahead to prepare the way for him to come.
当神的儿子要来之前，
So before God's son is to come to the world,
不是，来到那个地方之前，
To come to that place,
那个施洗约翰预备人心。
So John the Baptist prepared the hearts of the people.
他就讲到一个悔改的洗礼。
He talked about a baptism of repentance.
请问施洗约翰传的信息有没有果效？
Was John the Baptist ministry effective?
圣经上说整个犹太地人都跑到他那里去。
It says that all the Judean people came to him.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
最重要的，
The most important thing
是神的同在，
Is God's presence.
刚才我们的弟兄带领我们敬拜赞美。
Just now, Brother Dan led us in worship.
他一直讲说，不是只有在这个敬拜的，我们在worship的时候有神的同在。
He said that not only to have presence God in our worship place.
我们每一天都要有神的同在。
Every day we need to have God's presence in our life.
施洗约翰的工作是在沙漠，在旷野里面。
John the Baptist's ministry is out in the desert, in the wilderness.
整个犹太地人都跑到他那里。
All the Judean people went out to see him out there.
我们教会的位置也不太好。
The location of our church is not that great.
不是在旷野， 但是是在大城里面的旷野。
It's not in the desert, but it's in the desert within the city.
在房子的后面的后面。
It's in the back of a building.
但是，
But,
如果你跟我都有神的同在在我们生命
里 if you and me had the presence of God in our life
我们非常跟这位神亲近
and we are intimate with this God
我跟你讲神会带很多人来的
I tell you God will bring a lot of people
他们都要找过来
they want to come and look for this place
那些人去找施洗约翰当初也是用找的
And those people, when they went to see John the Baptist, they went out and seek for him.
这个亚波罗他只知道施洗约翰的洗礼。
Apollos only knows about the baptism of John.
所以这个保罗的两个同工。
So Paul's two associates.
白居拉跟亚基拉。
Aquila and Priscilla.
他们看到这个亚波罗很有能力，但是不懂得圣灵的喜，他们就跟他讲这个圣灵的喜。
So when they saw Apollos very educated, in the knowledge of the scripture, but they noticed his ignorance about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
请问什么是圣灵的喜
？What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit？
你们有没有得到圣灵的喜
？Have you experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit？
啊，牧师，我有啊，我那个水就进去洗了一下。
Oh, you said, of course I have. I went into that water and.
那个是不是圣灵的喜
？Is that the baptism of the Holy Spirit？
在《使徒行传》第一章第四节。
In Acts 1:4.
主耶稣跟门徒复活，有跟门徒讲说：“你们不要离开耶路撒冷。”
Jesus told his disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
要等候父所应许的。
You need to wait for the promised one from the Father.
就是你们听见我所说的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Just like John baptized you with water, the Holy Spirit will come and baptize with fire, with Holy Spirit.
然后又过了几天。
In a few days,
主耶稣又跟他们讲。
Jesus told them
就是关于圣灵洗的内涵是什么
talk about what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit
他说但圣灵降临在你们身上
Now when the Holy Spirit come upon you
就必得着什么
You will receive power
黄金你怎么翻出来我没有讲 power
You will not receive gold and silver
很多人说我今天要 gold
Many people say, I want gold today.
当圣灵降临在你们身上,
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
你就必得着能力,
you will receive power.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要能力,
Brothers and sisters, we need power.
我们需要爱人的能力,
we need the power to love people.
人住在一起久了就发现很, 人家有很多缺点。
When we live long enough with somebody, we see all their weaknesses.
我们在一起同工久了, 每一个人的缺点都知道了。
When we work together for a long time, we know about each other's weaknesses.
但是你有没有看到那个人的优点?
But have you seen the positive, the strength in that person?
你有没有看到那个人的长处, 他的 potential?
Have you seen that person's positive strength and potential?
那就是需要圣灵的大能。
That needs the power of the Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
可爱的人大家都会爱。
It's easy to love lovely people.
我已经做祖父了。
I am a grandpa now.
但是我非常年轻。
But I'm still very young.
我的那个小孙子非常可爱。
My little grandson is very cute.
但是他有很不可爱的时候。
But he also had some unlovely moments.
我出去跟他度假七天，每天跟他在一起。
So I was with him for 7 days on our vacation.
所以当他当我抱他出来，我们抱他出来，大家说：“哎呀，好 cute 啊！”都要抱一抱。
So when we hold him in out the door, people say, "Oh, he's so cute."
那是可爱的时候。
That's when he is cute.
谁都会爱他。
Everybody will love him.
他还有非常不可爱的时候。
And there are times when he's not very cute.
又吵又闹。
When he is whiny and crabby.
那个尿布臭的，臭的。
And when the diaper is stinky.
还是要爱。
You still need to love him.
我们人在一起也一样。
When we are together, the same.
弟兄姊妹们在一起。
When brothers and sisters are together. In small groups.
有时候他很可爱。
Sometimes this brother and sister looks.Very cute, lovely.
有时候真讨厌。
And sometimes just very annoying.
那个时候你需要圣灵的大能。
And at that time when that person is annoying, you need the power of the Holy Spirit.
是不是
？Right.
所以我们才能够在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，直到地极，做主的见证。
So we can be a powerful witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and the ends of the earth.
所以百居拉跟亚基拉就跟亚波罗讲这个圣灵的喜，教导他。
So the Priscilla and Aquila share with Apollos about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以亚波罗就更有能力。
So Apollos become have more power.
他就去到雅盖亚。
So he went to Galatia.Achaia in Greece.
今天的希腊的地方。
Achaia in Greece.
神就用他大大的做。
So God used him powerfully there.
但是是因为他认识神的道。
Because he knew God's truth, the scriptures.
他光认识
It's not just to know the baptism of John, but he also knows the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we see the power of the Holy Scripture revealed in Paul's ministry. Another illustration of Paul's Holy Scripture is in Paul's ministry. Paul is even more
powerful.
第19章8到10节, 保罗进了会堂, 放胆讲到一连3个月, 辩论上帝国的事, 劝化众人, 后来有些人心里刚硬, 不信在众人面前, 毁谤这道, 保罗离开他们, 也叫门徒离他们分离, 便在推拉奴的学房, 天天辩论, 这样有2年之久, 叫一切住在亚西亚的, 无论是犹太人, 希腊人, 都听见主的道。 So in chapter 19, verse 8 to 10, Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
这保罗不得了,
Amazing Paul.
神借着保罗, 借着神的道, 三个月先在犹太人的会堂里, 天天跟他们讲, 辩论。
So Paul spoke boldly for 3 months about the kingdom of God.
请问保罗是根据什么讲的?
So what, according to what did Paul speak about?
根据神的话,
according to God's word.
根据圣道。
He,
后来那些人就反对他, 受不了,
so those people
就对他侮辱, 他就说, 好,
so those people refused to listen to him, and so Paul left them.
他就带他的门徒们到推亚奴的学房里面去,
so he took his disciples to lecture hall of Tyrannus.
请问他在那里讲了多久?
And how long did he talk over there? Taught?
2年了,
2 years.
结果怎么样?
And what happened at the end? For 2 years, he shared God's word.
圣经就这样, 您不知道我在讲什么。 两年之久, 结果以后, 在整个土耳其, 那个小亚西亚一带, 所有的人都知道神的道。
So at the end of 2 years, all the Jews and Greeks who live in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那时候没有internet,
at that time, there's no internet.
没有iPhone,
no iPhone.
没有YouTube,
no YouTube.
没有TV,
no TV.
没有radio,
no radio.
也没有newspaper,
no newspaper.
保罗怎么这么有能力啊?
How did Paul have such a power?
他在一个学房里面跟他的门徒讲两年的圣经啊。
He only talk about the scriptures in the lecture hall of Tyrannus for 2 years.
结果那个地区每一个人都知道神的道。And
the whole province of Asia heard the word of the Lord.
是不是很大的能力?
Isn't that a lot of power?
神的话有能力。
God's word has power.
我们就来到第二点, 圣灵的大能。
We come to the second point, the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是保罗为什么这样讲的时候, 整个亚西亚的所有, 那时候的亚西亚, 就是 Asia Minor, 就是今天的土耳其, 不管是犹太人, 希腊人, 都知道神的道, 因为有神的大能, 圣灵的大能。
So all the Jews and Greeks in Asia Minor was able to hear the word of the Lord is because of the power of the Holy Spirit. When we share the gospel, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is just not a slogan. When you pray for a person,
为他的心祷告,
pray for his heart,
你再去传福音,
and then you go to share the gospel with that person. The power, the Holy Spirit is going to come in partnership with you.
我们已经看到果效, 我们教会就是这样啊。
We always see the fruit. Our church is like this.
有一天晚上,
one night,
我去看我的父亲,
I went to see my father.
因为我爸爸第二天要身体检查, because, 照大肠镜,
because next day he was going to go for a colonoscopy.
那天晚上,
that night,
在去看他的路上,
on the way to my father's place, I had this impression.
I was,
so I have a a burning to call this certain brother on the phone.
因为他太太一直咳嗽，没有办法睡觉。
Because his wife just couldn't stop coughing.
Cannot sleep.
And cannot sleep.
然后他也没办法睡觉。
And he wasn't able to sleep either.
因为他要照顾他太太。
Because he need to care for his wife.
非常痛苦。
Very, very hard for them.
他来礼拜天看起来都很累的样子。
So when he comes on Sunday morning, he usually looks very tired.
我就打电话给他。
So I call him on the way to see my dad.
然后我说，请你打开圣经。
I said, please open up your Bible.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23rd.
我要你念。
I want you to read.
刚好他太太也在旁边。
And at that time, his wife was next to him.
他说我太太也在这。
He said, my wife's right next to me.
你就念大声念给她听。
So can you read loudly to her?
然后我们就祷告。
So then we prayed.
我就说，神啊，求你赐给他的太太睡眠。
I say, Lord, please give his wife sleep tonight.
今天晚上不要咳嗽。
And that tonight she will not cough.
就可以睡。
And can sleep well.
事情就过去了。
And then time passed.
我也不知道她能不能睡啊。
So I didn't know if she slept well or not.
哎呀，过了几天。
In a few days later, he was really happy and excited. He said, Pastor Joseph,
真的有效有效好
it really worked.
好灵啊
it really worked.
那天晚上我太太睡得很好
That night my wife slept very well.
开始改变
And he started changing.
然后到了
and after that,
礼拜二晚上有祷告会的时候
And Tuesday night when we had prayer meeting,
他太太说你为什么不去祷告
His wife told him, why don't you go to church?
不是 go to prayer meeting.
Why don't you go to prayer meeting?
他说祷告很有效。
He said prayer is very effective.
上次一祷告我就可以睡好了。
Last time you pray and I was able to sleep well. By the way, the wife is not a believer.
Yeah. 感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
你看这翻译多好。他背景都告诉你。所以我们看到不但有圣道的大能，我们还要有圣灵的大能。
We see not only we have the power of the Holy Scripture, we also have the power of the Holy Spirit.
保罗到了以弗所，就今天的城市，他碰到十二个主的门徒，他就问他说，你们有没有受过圣灵？他们说没有啊。
So when Paul
went to the city of Ephesus, met 12 disciples. Chapter 19, verse 1 to 7. City of Ephesus.
So when Paul went to city of Ephesus, and he saw the disciples there, and he asked, "Do you have the power of the Holy Spirit?
Do you receive the Holy Spirit?
Have you received the Holy Spirit?"
他们说没有，也没有听见过圣灵赐下来。
He said, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit."
保罗就说，你们受的是什么洗呢？
And Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?"
他们跟亚波罗一样，他们是受约翰的洗。
They are like Apollos, John's baptism. They have received John's baptism.
就是悔改的洗礼。
And that is the baptism of repentance.
所以保罗就为他们施洗。
So Paul baptized them.
然后保罗按手在他们身上。
And Paul laid hands on them.
当按手的时候。
And when he laid his hands on them.
圣灵就降到他们身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们就说方言。
That they start speaking in tongues.
也说预言。
And start to prophesy.
Hallelujah, 赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
神在教我们一件事情。
The Holy Spirit, God is teaching us one thing.
我们需要靠着神的大能。
We need rely on God's power.
一定要靠神的大能。
We need to depend on God's power.
不但有神的话。
You not only have the Holy Scripture.
我们还要有神的圣灵。
We also need the Holy Spirit.
然后下面又说保罗神使用他很厉害。
And in the following, in the passage, it says that God used Paul powerfully.
那个他说有人啊拿着手巾啊。
It says that some people even got handkerchiefs and aprons.
那个 Aaron 来一下。
He's going to demonstrate.
比如说 Aaron 是保罗。
Pretend that Aaron is Apostle Paul.
有人拿了这个手帕。
Some people bring some handkerchiefs.
还有围裙。
And aprons.
就碰到保罗。
And touch Paul.
碰到保罗。
Touch Paul.
然后比如说这个是被有病的。
So like say Johnny is someone who is sick.
Winnie 是被鬼附的。
And Winnie is the one who's possessed by demons.
结果这个手帕 放在 Johnny 身上， Johnny 就好起来了。
So when this handkerchief that has touched Paul touched Johnny, Johnny got healed.
然后那个围裙放在 Winnie 身上， 那鬼就出去了。
And when the handkerchief touched Winnie, the demons fled from her.
这不得了的事啊。
It is awesome.
只要东西碰到保罗的身上，
So whatever touched Paul's body.
你赶快到前面来啊。 姐姐你啊， 碰一下脸就医好了。 弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
保罗身上神的能力大不大？
Is God's power powerful in Paul's life?
他根本不需要去。
He need to not to, he, there's no need for him to go.
啊？ No, 是碰他的， 我去看了。 No, 是别人去碰他就好了。 保罗没有带那么多手巾。
Handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick.
极大的能力。
So there was great power.
好， 我们再继续看今天下面就是。
Okay, let's continue on with the following passages.
今天的故事很精彩。
Today's story is very exciting.
我们第三段看到两个国度的征战，往上弄好吧。
Okay, 30, we see the conflict between two kingdoms.
第一个是神为他的名征战。
First of all, it's the Lord
fights for his name. 往上弄一点，那个要往上，要下面一题，两个国度的征战。好，谢谢。第一个我们看到神为他的名征战。
God fights for his name.
好，我现在讲故事给你们听， 因为你们没有机会看。
Okay, let me tell you a story since we don't have time to read through the
在那个时代，
in that time,
在那个时代， 有很多犹太人， 他们做驱魔人， exorcist.
Okay, they are now Jewish people in that time, they are exorcists.
他们到处去赶鬼。
They go around and cast out demons.
他们用他们的巫术赶鬼。
They use their magic to do that.
那保罗现在很有名啊。
So now Paul is very famous.
因为他在以弗所又在那边教那个学房两年， 大家都知道耶稣是谁。
So he taught about Jesus in the whole Tyrannus, the whole region know who Jesus is.
然后他那么大的能力。
And he has such a great power.
人家只要拿那个手巾碰到他， 回去都可以一病。
I mean, people use handkerchief that has touched him to go and heal people.
所以有人马上就要模仿。
So some people want to
copy.
Copy him.
是不是？ 什么事情现在一有名， 大家都在学， 都在报告。
So whatever gets popular, people want to learn about that.
有一个祭司长基士瓦的七个儿子。
So there was a priest that had seven sons.
那他们这个学者说这个人不一定是真正祭司长。
And some scholar, biblical scholar said that this Jewish chief priest is not truly, not necessarily a true priest.
只是这七个儿子打着他的招牌说我们是犹太人的祭司长的儿子。 我有魔法， 我有spell。
So just like the seven sons of Saba, who is the Jewish chief priest, just use his name to do this work.
他们看到保罗每次赶鬼啊， 那个能力都是奉耶稣基督的名。 他说我们也用耶稣基督。
So every time when they see Apostle Paul casting out demons, they notice he always used the name Jesus.
所以他就说我奉保罗所传耶稣的名叫你们出来。 他们有一次去赶鬼。
So one time they went to cast demons, they would use Jesus' name to cast out demons.
你们如果对圣经读过， 你们知道结果怎么样吗？
And do you know what's the result of that?
鬼有没有出来？
Did the demons came out?
鬼有出来。
The demons, the evil spirits didn't come out.
弟兄姊妹， 这个非常重要， 你要小心。
This is very important, brothers and sisters. This is very important.
那个 使徒行传第19章15-16节啊， 这边讲说， 恶鬼回答， 这是恶鬼啊， 很恶的鬼。
So in Acts 19:15, the evil spirit answered them.
耶稣我认， 我认识， 这个保罗我也知道， 你们却是谁呢？
Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you?
他说， 恶鬼所附的人， 就跳到他们身上， 七个人身上， 然后剩了其中两个人， 就打他们， 然后叫他们， 把他们衣服都通通撕掉， 他们就光溜溜地跑出去。
So then the man who had an evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
赶鬼不是随便能做的。
You cannot do casting out the demons carelessly.
我看这段经文就是到底是赶鬼还是被鬼赶。
This passage is talking about casting out demons or being possessed by demons.
Being cast out by demons.
Or chased by demons.
Yeah. 但是我们看到,
but here we see,
这里神为他的名征战,
here we see that God fought for his name.
因为他们是奉谁的名赶鬼?
Because what name did they use to cast out the demons?
他们奉主耶稣的名赶鬼。
They used Jesus' name to cast out demons.
主耶稣就让全以弗所的人知道说这七个人是假的。
So God let the Ephesians know that these seven men are fake.
我们觉得这个结果真是不可思议。
So this result is really unimaginable.
17节到20节。
From verse 17 to 20.
第一个是全城的人都开始敬畏神了。
It says that when this became known to the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, they were all seized with fear.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
当神真正出现的时候,
when God truly appear, everybody will know.
不管你是什么背景,
no matter what kind of background you have,
当真的来的时候,
when the real God shows up,
全世界都会知道,
the whole world will know.
主耶稣的名就怎么样, 被尊为大,
so Jesus' name was held in high honor.
因为神的名不是只是他的名而已。
Because God's name is just only his name.
神的名代表他的真实, 就是他是怎么样的一位。
Because his name represents who he is.
第二个就是, 那些基督徒在以弗所的, 有很多基督徒暗地里面, 也在使用巫术。
So for many of those who believe, and secretly, they were also practicing these sorcery.
所以他们也承认, 他们就出来承认, 说我们也做同样事。
So they came out to confess,
认罪悔改啊。
And repent of their sin.
然后那些行法术的, 把他们那些法术书都拿出来, 都烧了, 总共5万块。
So those who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly. And they calculated the value of the scrolls. It total came to 50,000 dramas.
我就想问大家, 在以弗所这发生的事情叫做什么?
So when this happened in this Ephesus, what is this called?
大复兴啊。
It's called revival.
Amen.
Amen.
全城人都知道耶稣的名不能乱用哦。
Everybody learned that you cannot misuse Jesus' name.
你们知不知道那个什么祭司七个儿子啊? 你知道发生什么事啊?
See what happened to the seven sons of Sceva?
那鬼都掉到他们身上啊。
The evil spirit jumped on them.
打得惨惨的。
Beat them.
他们也用耶稣的名啊,
they also use Jesus' name.
但是他们是假的,
but they are counterfeit.
他们是要赚钱的,
they do that to make money.
保罗去赶鬼都没有收费的,
when Paul casts out demons, he doesn't charge a fee.
那个衣服碰到他说, 诶, 收 50%, 你拿我这去赶鬼,
you know, like this hang, you use my handkerchief to touch, to heal somebody, that you have to give me 50% commission.
保罗没有收钱,
Paul didn't do that.
那是神的大能,
it's God's great power.
那这个事情结果怎么样?
And what happened afterwards?
就有一个仇敌极大的反击,
so there's a retaliation from the enemy.
那我就想问大家, 在以弗所他们拜一个女神, 你们知道叫什么名字?
There's a goddess there, the Ephesians worship in Ephesus. Do you know the name of that goddess?
叫做雅迪米女神,
it's called Artemis, goddess of Artemis. Artemis.
我们来看一看她的照片,
let's take a look at her picture.
雅迪米女神,
the goddess, 她不是, Artemis,
她不是希腊的那个, 不是跟希腊的这个神话无关,
it's not the goddess Diana in Greece.
这个女神呢, 她们说是在当地从天上掉下来的,
it's a local goddess. They say it's dropped from heaven.
他长得很奇怪, 很可笑,
and she looked funny.
那个前面那个都是蛋,
so in front of her, it's her breasts, many breasts on her chest.
他说是 breast, 哦, 对, 是乳房。 那他这个就是近东的, 哦, 近东地区的一个母亲的神, 就是一个生育的女神。
So it's a goddess of fertility.
那个, 原山在打他全身照, 好吧? 下一张, 对, 就这么, 就是很多, 这个, 哎呀, 就是很, 很奇怪的一个,
it's
很奇怪的一个,
a very weird goddess.
但是是一个本地的一个女神,
but it's a local goddess.
她是管生育的,
she is the goddess of fertility.
但是以弗所就是这个女神的本家,
but the local home of this goddess is in Ephesus.
然后, 在以弗所的东北方 1.5 英里的地方有一个雅典，在雅米底女神的庙在那里。
So there is a temple of Artemis
in Ephesus. 是当时古代世界的七大奇观。
It's one of the seventh wonders of the world.
那个地方呢，就是很多人去那边做买卖啊，因为很多的观光客、朝圣客都来，所以那边就卖小吃啊。
So over there is like a tourist attraction. A lot of people go there, and there's a lot of, you know, business.Markets.
很多人到那边去做生意。
How people go there to do business.
然后当时古代社会的一个银行也在那里。
So in at that time there's a bank there too in the temple.
很多人就把那个钱都存在那里。
So a lot of people put their money in their bank at the temple.
不是 bank, 就是一个储存钱。
It's a place for you to store your money.
因为他们觉得女神在那很安全，把钱都。
Because they think it's safe to have the goddess of Artemis to look over it.
在这个《使徒行传》第十九章那边就讲到有一个银匠啊 ，silversmith。
So in Acts 19 talks about there is a silversmith.
他看到保罗在以弗所宣教很有果效，人越来越多，不再拜雅典米女神神，他们就很着急啊。
So he saw that Apostle Paul is turning a lot of people away from worshiping Artemis.So he got a little bit anxious because nobody needs to buy his idols, goddess Artemis, so he's losing money.
People, 这个银匠叫迪米丢。
And his name is Demetrius.
他是当时工会的头头。
So he's the head of the silversmith in that area.
因为那些银匠们他们都做雅典米女神的像来卖。
Because those silversmith craftsmen, they make a lot of...idols of goddess Artemis to sell.
他们就控告保罗制造暴乱。
So they accused Paul for inciting a riot.
然后大概有两个小时之久。
So for 2 hours,
保罗本来要现身去解释。
Paul was going to go and personally explain.
但是他在高层里面有关系人就说千万不要让保罗去，一去就死掉了。
But his friends in upper level say, please don't go. You go, you'll die.
那一段时间是在保罗宣教里面最困难的时间之一。
So this is the most difficult time in Paul's third missionary journey.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
传福音要付代价。
It costs you something to share the gospel.
我们会觉得保罗很特别哦。
We see that Paul is very special.
他到什么地方就 stir the place.
Wherever he goes, he stir up the place.
因为他有圣道。
Because he has the Holy Scripture.
他也有圣灵。
And he also has the Holy Spirit.
当学的功课是什么呢？
What lessons do we learn from this passage?
第一个，我们要在下功夫来研究圣道。
First of all, we...
再往上走吧，当学的功课。Yeah, 往下哈。他要往上弄才会下面出来。Yeah.
Okay, first of all, lessons for us is that we are to study the Holy Scripture, God's Word, diligently.
那在提摩太后书三章十六到十七节。
In 2 Timothy 3:16,
他说：“圣经都是上帝所默示的，要教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，叫信上帝的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
2 Timothy 3:16 All scriptures are God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
只有神的话能真正来帮助我们改变。
Only God's word can truly help us to transform, change us.
所以我们 we are to study the Holy Scripture, God's word. 第二个呢，我们要操练不断地被圣灵充满，做一个满有圣灵的人。
Secondly, we are to practice to be filled with the Holy Spirit continuously, to be full of the Spirit.
请问怎么样能够被圣灵充满？
How can we fill with the Holy Spirit?
那个以弗所书第五章十八节说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Ephesians 5:18 says, do not get drunk.On wine, which leads to debauchery, instead be filled with the Holy Spirit.
神如果要我们不断被圣灵充满，表示他已经准备好要充满你。
If God wants us to be continuously filled by the Holy Spirit, that means He is prepared to give you, to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
其实你都不需要追求被充满。
Actually, you don't need to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你需要倒空被充满。
You need to be empty of yourself so that he can fill you.
臣服于他的旨意。
You need to be submitted and obedient to his surrender your will to him.
我们很多时候自己很强很强，很难被充满。
A lot of times we are so strong in our soul, it's very hard to be filled with his spirit.
我们必须要 surrender.
We need to surrender ourselves to him.
待会我们会讨论，我就让你们自己去再发现。
In a little bit, in a small world, discuss about this.
第三个，我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Thirdly, we are to live a life of holiness.
一个人如果满有圣道又满有圣灵，他就会有一个表征是圣洁的生活。
So if a person is filled with God's the Holy Scripture and filled with the Holy Spirit, his life will have holiness.
请问什么是圣洁的生活？
What is a life of holiness?
上礼拜有讲啊。
Last week we talked about.
谁还记得？
Anybody remember? What is a life of holiness?
哎，对。
To love God with all your heart.
我跟大家讲一下，其实整本圣经啊，这个整个旧约哦。
Actually, the Old Testament.
它的关键是摩西五经。
The key to the Old Testament is the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament.
是创出立民生。然后摩西五经的关键就是十诫。
So the key of the five Pentateuch is the Ten Commandments.
十诫就是要我们做什么呢？
The Ten Commandments, what does it teach us about what to do?
就是要过一个圣洁的生活。
And it teaches us to live a life of holiness.
圣洁的生活是什么呢？
What is a holy life?
就是全人爱神。
It's to love the Lord with all your being.
爱邻舍如己。
To love your neighbors as yourself.
你有满有圣道神的话。
You are full of the Holy Scripture.
满有神的灵。
You are full of the Holy Spirit.
你就会全人爱神。
You will eventually you will love the Lord with all your whole being.
你会爱邻舍如同自己。
You will love others as yourself.
过一个圣洁生活就是要全人爱神爱人如己。
To live a holy life is to love the Lord with all your being and to love others as yourself.
我没有办法还是要提到林书豪 Jeremy Lin.
I still need to mention about Jeremy Lin.
我就觉得他实在好像一个灵感，对我来讲不是因为他球打得很好，我其实很少看篮球的。
Actually, he's an inspiration to me, not because he's a great basketball player.
因为我觉得
Because I don't watch basketball anyway.
这么一个年轻人，他好像改变整个美国 NBA 的这个气氛。
Yeah, he's such a young person who changed the atmosphere of NBA.
不是因为他 young， 是因为
Not because he's young.
你要知道，他手上戴了一个标志，是一个牌子，是为耶稣打球啊。
He wears something on his wrist, that's hand that says "Play for the glory of God."
No, play for Jesus.
Play for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是过圣洁的生活。
And this is living a life of holiness.
什么是过圣洁的生活
？What is living a life of holiness？
你是为主耶稣而活。
That means you live for Jesus, Lord Jesus.
林书豪人家访问他说，他有一天希望去当牧师。
Jeremy Lin one time he was interviewed and he said someday he'd like to be a pastor.
我觉得他不需要去当牧师。
I feel that he doesn't need to be a pastor.
他现在已经在做牧师。
He's already a pastor.
他是整个 NBA 的牧师。
He is the pastor of the NBA.
Amen.
Amen.
你们不需要都去做牧师。
There's no need for you all to be pastors.
你已经是牧师。
You are already a pastor.
你就在你住的地方要做牧师。
You be a pastor where you live,、
Amen?
Where you work.
你要做见证。
You need to be a witness.
你要做神的见证人。
You need to be God's witness.
我看到林书豪让我最感动，就是说他做神的见证人。
The most touching thing about Jeremy Lin is that he is God's witness.
弟兄姊妹，你明天回到你工作的地方。
Brothers and sisters, when you return to your marketplace tomorrow,
你要为主耶稣而做。
You need to work unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
那就是圣洁。
That is holiness.
圣洁不是说你不会做错事。
Holiness doesn't mean that you will not do anything wrong.
不是说你都圆满。
It doesn't mean that you are perfect.
是你为一个正确的理由，就是神他自己而活。
And as you live for a right reason, and as you live for the Lord,
我们现在领受圣餐。
We are going to partake Lord's Supper.
有人去邀请儿童来吧。
Someone go and get the children.
如果有儿童，我们一起来好吗？我们感谢主耶稣。
We praise and thank the Lord Jesus.
他让我们有一个圣洁的方法。
He let us have a holy method.
就是经由他的宝血。
And it's through his precious blood.
他在十字架上为我们流血。
He shed his blood on the cross for us.
所以我们的罪可以得到赦免。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
我们可以成圣。
That we can have victory. So that we can be sanctified.
这边有饼跟杯。
Here we have the bread and cup.
是主耶稣在最后的晚餐所设立的。
It's the Lord's Supper was established by Jesus on the Last Supper.
这个饼代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
The bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for us.
这个杯代表主耶稣的血为我们流的。
The cup represents Jesus' blood that was shed for us.
我就邀请所有已经重生得救受洗归入教会的弟兄姊妹们来领受这个饼跟这个杯。
So I invite everyone who has believe and receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior has been baptized into his body, the church, to come and participate.
还没有受洗，暂时不要领这个饼跟杯。
So if you have not been baptized, just refrain from taking it right now.
拿了这饼杯以后，回到你位上，不要坐下来，就站着哈，在那边祷告，为自己的认罪悔改，也为这个饼杯献上感谢。
So after you come and take the bread and cup, return to your seat, remain standing, and have some time of self-examination.
最后一排开始排队。
Let's come, start with the last row to come up. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
愿你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你不要我们跟神永远的隔绝。
You don't want us to be eternally separated from God.
你为我们的罪死在十字架上。
You died on the cross for our sin.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Yeah, our sin can be forgiven.
我们来到你面前的时候。
We come before you.
我们若口里承认我们的罪。
We confess with our mouth of our sin.
请你相信你能赦免我们。
And we believe that you can forgive us.
我们罪就得到赦免。
And our sins will be forgiven.
感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
我们能够称义。Justified.
We can be justified.
也可以成圣。
And we can be sanctified.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
主，为这个饼来感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks for this bread.
这饼代表你的身体为我们舍的。
And this bread represents your body that was broken for us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们凭着感恩的心来领受这个饼。
Brothers and sisters, let's eat this bread with a thankful heart. This cup represents Jesus' blood that was shed for us. His shed blood cleanses our sin.
凭着感恩的心来领受这杯。
Let's drink this cup with a thankful heart. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
求你继续祝福我们下面分组的小组时间。
May you bless the following time as we break into small groups.
奉你的名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。把杯子给交过来。我们下面分组，两个到三个人一组，好吗？然后
Let's break into groups of two or three.
我们会有一些分享的时间。
We'll have time of sharing.